Good morning. We continue with our study of Nishnayas as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are Masechta Nida. We're in the 10th parak. We're going to close out the Masechta today. And the Masechta begins in the following location. Umodim says the Mishnah, Mishnah Zion, Abay Shammai and Beisilo, who had disagreed yesterday in the situation of a woman who is wading through her Dam Tohar. Remember, a woman who gives birth. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Tazria that when she gives birth, so she becomes Tamei, whether a week when she has a boy or 2 weeks when she has a girl, that's the Mei Tumah. And then afterwards, for a boy there's 33 days, and for a girl there's 66 days of Yemei Tohar. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree when she's in that period of Yemei Tohar, she ochelus b'maisa v'kotza olochalo ma'kefes v'kor l'shem, that she can eat maisa sheni, she can break off a portion of dough as challah, she can place it close to the remainder of the dough, and then she can call it challah, right? Why? Because it's a mitzvah, litrom min amukaf, and she's not going to get into any difficulty in that situation from her yemei tohar. They agree that if some of her saliva or tahor blood falls on a loaf of truma, that it remains tar. Why? Because this is a mashka yotzi min atful yom. She takes on the status of a tful yom. Somebody's just waiting to go to the mikveh, and this liquid is going to be tar. Beishamai yomrim, beishamai say, still, Tzricha tefila b'achrona, at the end of the Yemei Tohar. Now, she went to the mikveh at the end of the week or at the end of the 2 weeks. Then she started the Yemei Tara. In that situation, she is limited in what she's allowed to do. She can't eat truma, for instance. She can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, for instance. She has the status of a tful yom. So Beis Shammai says she needs to go to the mikveh to improve that status at the end of the Yemei Tohar. Ubeis Hillel omrim eina tzricha tefila b'achrona, to resume the status of and be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash, or to be able to eat the truma, she doesn't need to go to the mikveh. Beis Hillel would agree that she would need to go to the mikveh in order for her to be able to eat kachim, but not necessarily in order to go there, to the Beis HaMikdash. Haroa Yom Achadasar, what happens if a woman who sees dam on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva? And she went to the mikveh that night. Vishimsha. She went to the mikveh that night. And then she had relations. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, in such a situation, Mitam Mishka B'moshe B'chayav Mekarban. Beis Shammai says that both she and the person she has relations, her husband, right, are going to have status of Tuma, and they're going to have to also bring a Karban. Because again, Beis Shammai's position is that she is a Zava Katana, she has to keep one clean day in between. She didn't keep the clean day. She instead went to the mikveh right away. And that trip to the mikveh is basically meaningless. And so she had relations, and she has the status of Tumas Ziva, and her Boel has that status, and they both have to bring a carbon. Beis Hillel Omer, and Beis Hillel says, Petur Min HaKarban, according to Beis Hillel, the fact that she went to the mikveh at least helps Mida Oraisa. So she can't be held liable to bring a carbon, but she's certainly in violation, as is her boel. Tavol b'yom shalach or v'shem shes beisa. What if she went to the mikveh the very next day and then had relations with her husband? And then v'achakach rasa, and then she went ahead and she saw uterine blood. So she kept part of the day. So Beis Shammai Omrim Tame Mishka V'Moshev V'Petur Min HaKarban. Beis Shammai says that they're Tame Mishka V'Moshev, and that it's a Isur D'Rabban, and they should have waited the full day. Beis Hillel Omrim Hareza Gargaron. Beis Hillel says that by the fact that the husband carried himself rushing to have relations with his wife without waiting to see and wait till the end of the day, he went and proceeded in a sinful manner. He showed bad midos, but they were allowed to go ahead and have relations, and halachically, and so therefore no punishment is imposed. They agree in the case of the woman who discharged blood in the middle of the 11 days of Ziva, the Tavla, and she went to the mikveh le'erev, v'shimsha, and then she had relations. Shemitamim mishkav u'moshe v'chayav mekarban. It's during the 11 days. There's a potential for ziva. So therefore, they agree that everything in this situation, if it happens during the calendar time, that she's going to be tamei mishkav u'moshe v'michayav in a karban. Tavla b'yom shalach or v'shimsha. What if she went to the mikvah the next day, and then she had relations that day? So arizu tar basura. That's a bad behavior. Umagan ubidos and taluyan, and whatever they do, whatever they touch or whatever they carry, right, and whatever they have relations, and whether there is going to be a carbon as a result of the relations, that's all going to be hanging and pending, depending on whether she'll see anything for the rest of the day. There has to be time that's given to these situations. And Yanni Kedusha are very serious, and we have a responsibility to follow the letter of the law fully during this period in time. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. Tomorrow we begin the Masechta known as Machshirin. It will deal with things that are going to be Machshir L'Kabel Tuma, and we'll begin with the understanding that, as the Mishnah declares, Kol Mashka Shetchilos L'Ratzon, Afal Pisheino Sofo L'Ratzon, Areze B'Chiyutan. If you originally wanted it to be good, so that's going to be considered B'Chiyutan at Mayim Alzera, it's going to be considered enough to consider it substantive. We'll continue with that idea and expand upon it when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.